This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Member nations of ECOWAS are scheduled to meet Thursday to discuss next steps after Niger's military junta defied a Sunday deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. The latest from Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Niger's mutinous soldiers have closed the country's airspace and accused foreign powers of preparing an attack as the junta defies a deadline to restore ousted President Mohamed Bazoum, saying any attempt to fly over the country will be met with an energetic and immediate response. Niger's state television announced the move on Sunday night, hours before West African regional bloc ECOWAS had demanded that the coup leaders reinstate the president or face military force. The new rulers assert two Central African countries are preparing for an invasion, but did not say which ones, and called on the country's population to defend it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mali's troops and its foreign security partners, believed to be Russia's Wagner mercenaries, are using violence against women and other grave human rights abuses to spread terror, according to UN sanctions monitors in a report seen by Reuters News Service. The monitors also warned in their report to the UN Security Council that the sexual violence by Mali's troops and their foreign security partners is systemic. At least two people were killed in a Russian strike on a residential building in the East Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk on Monday. Ukraine's presidential office said in a Telegram post that dozens others were wounded. They are still bracing for more missile attacks and have warned residents to be on the lookout. This is VOA News. In Nigeria, members of the Association of Resident Doctors recently started a strike action to demand better working conditions, and now they take it to the next level, planning daily protests and picketing the offices of, among others, the Ministry of Health. Beginning Wednesday, they will begin the picket action, according to Dr. Innocent Orji, who is president of the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors.
They are going ahead to issue directives to the chief medical director to begin to victimize our members who have joined the strike.
Some Nigerians say the doctors should give the government time to meet their demands, but the doctors say they have already done that. In the United States, the last former Minneapolis police officer convicted for his role in the killing of George Floyd has been sentenced to 4 years and 9 months in jail. More from Associated Press reporter Julie Walker.
In court, former Minneapolis officer Chu Tao spoke about his growth as a Christian while behind bars. He said he was distressed by Floyd's death, but denied any role in it. Tao was seen on tape holding back the crowd. The judge said he heard a lot of preaching, but was hoping for more remorse. Tao's attorney says they'll appeal. His sentence on state charges will run concurrently with his 3.5-year federal sentence. Derek Chauvin, the white former officer who knelt on George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe, is serving more than 20 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Public debt in most Pacific countries expected to fall in the next 12 months as countries move toward the gradual unwinding of COVID-19 stimulus and the fiscal situation improves. It's all in a new report by the World Bank released on Tuesday. Debt has surged in the region since 2019 as the tourism-dependent economies were hit by COVID border closures. Trade was hurt by logistical challenges and weather events caused damage. Countries took on more debt to implement support and stimulus packages. In the U.S. city of Detroit, a mother is suing the city, saying unreliable facial recognition technology led her to being falsely arrested for carjacking while she was 8 months pregnant. Portia Woodruff was getting her two children ready for school the morning of February 16th when a half dozen police officers showed up at her door to arrest her and take her away in handcuffs. They presented her with an arrest warrant for robbery and carjacking. And they say now, looking back, that the facial recognition software is not completely accurate. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.